Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
When I was in elementary school in Grants Pass in the early 60s, our class would climb under our desk to prepare for an atomic bomb attack. I remember looking out the classroom window at Redwood Elementary in Grants Pass. I knew Cuba was a long ways away. I figured we wouldn't be the first target, but I was concerned we'd have to deal with radioactive fallout and mutants and refugees from the bomb cities. Even as a third grader, I knew my desk would not protect me from an atomic blast. Kids today don't have drills to prepare them for atomic bombs. Instead, they have lockdown drills for campus shooters. Some schools in other states have gone too far, providing overly realistic drills that are terrifying. But all schools now have policies and procedures for lockdown situations, just in case. New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof wrote an editorial claiming that guns kill more preschoolers than police officers. The Tampa Bay Times fact-checked that and found his claim mostly true. In 2013, guns killed 26 police officers and 82 preschoolers. The officers were all shot in the line of duty. A majority of the preschoolers were killed in their home by unintentional discharge or by another child. These statistics held true for 5 years, 2008 through 2013. His comparison is intended to make the point that gun deaths need to be discussed. Kristof recommended small steps, like a 10-year ban on gun ownership for anyone convicted of assault or domestic violence. After the most recent campus shooting in Roseburg, President Obama predicted there'll be a growing number of single-issue voters focused on gun control, just as there are now a number of single-issue voters who focus solely on preventing any discussion of gun control. In the meantime, what can we do about the number of people who will lose their lives to guns next month or next year? Colleges are definitely working on earlier recognition and intervention for emotionally troubled students. College of the Redwoods, for example, is invested in a behavioral intervention team, a group that is visibly available to help students and faculty. A larger number of gun deaths each year are due to unintentional discharge and, sadly, suicide. The state of Colorado embarked on a novel approach, man therapy. Like many other Western states, Colorado recognized that middle-aged men are at higher risk of suicide when compared to every other group. Colorado recognized men are more likely to not discuss their emotions or seek therapy. ManTherapy.org is a humorous look at a serious problem. The website features fictional Dr. Rich Mahogany, a self-proclaimed man's man. Mahogany says there's certain things a man must never do, like skipping or referring to runs in baseball as points. But he encourages men to talk to people they trust and seek help for things like depression or substance abuse. Colorado's seen an increase in men seeking help directly related to man therapy. Locally, another resource is the NCAMP website. This local association of mental health providers has a complete list of local therapists. None of these situations will improve unless we talk. Climbing under your desk won't help. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.